All right, podcast audio going. There is no Facebook Live because Facebook Live has been fucking the fuck up. And so now we hit record on internal inside the computer video recording. All right, and then we go over to the Vlkla. That's what it spells, Vlkla. Right? Vlk.
VLC.
The Vlk. The Vls? Is it one of the... Is it like where the C is like a S? The Vls?
The Vls. Sounds like vassal. Are you going to make a feudalism joke?
A feudalism joke?
Yeah.
No, the Simpsons already made a feudalism joke with their opening episode for this season.
They did.
I'm telling you, man, folks might appreciate some of the writing on the Simpsons, like towards the end of the, or was it the beginning of the last season with the, where Ned Flanders said, just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers. And then fucking Homer was going off on Lisa, because it was like a period piece, how they opened up the season that's happening right now, where I think they just did episode 3, and Lisa was critiquing the feudalist state that they're in. Where have you heard that before? And Homer was like, that kind of talk is anti-feudalism. This is the only system we've ever known, so we should never try anything else. And it's just, yeah, the writing on The Simpsons is still legit, man. It's legit. I mean, that's why The Simpsons still fucking exists.
Yeah.
Is there another program running that long?
I think the closest is actually, like, WWE Wrestling.
Which is also scripted. I was about to say, which is not a scripted...
Yeah, which is incredibly scripted. I think that's, like, the only,
And I'm pretty sure no one's going to that to hear jokes about feudalism.
No, they're not. Although I think they notice that and they like do a sly thing, because I saw an episode of it, which is a whole other story.
Oh.
But they were like, this is the longest running weekly episodic show. And like, I was like, I get it, because they don't take off seasons, right? Like, The Simpsons has time off, so it's not an every week show. And I was like, I see what y'all did, because y'all can't compete with The Simpsons.
No. I don't know, like, I don't even want to look deep into the eyes of someone who actually really, really watches that shit.
Really? Because Rashani watches that shit.
Why, Rashani? What's your deal? And we got to talk about your podcast, too. Like, you can't just, like, we'll have our trigger warning first, because that's what we do. But, yo, that shit was whack what you did on your last episode. Or what? More so what you did not do. More so, because you didn't do it right, your guest did it.
Yeah,
like the guest on Rashawn. I got to type up a post about that too, because we do it. We have it's a responsible thing to do. We have crossover audience that go to single simulcast.
I'm just saying we should be polite about it, because it's not like
it's not
dragging. It's
nah,
just,
man.
Know.
I'm not one of them corny ass niggas. This is a call out. I wish I wonder if I have those. You know what? The only device I might have those screenshots on, the lithium battery is dead.
You know what? Somebody has to have screenshots somewhere. Someone has the fucking screenshots.
That shit was funny, man. This is a call out. It's an old post that we're mentioning. Old wine cellar media tune-iners. I don't like calling people my listeners. It sounds gross. You're my listeners. Like, I don't fucking own you, right? Like, you're not mine. Like, nigga,
wait, which post were you referring to?
Where some nigga was beefing with Greco.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Some white nigga, like, it was white on white crime, actually. It was really, it was Becky on Becky pom-ponning.
Was that the one who was like, I'm triggered when I get called out for lying?
No, yeah, that was that nigga that was white, and was, then she was Hispanic.
White woman, then Hispanic, non-binary, and now identifies as two-spirit indigenous.
Yeah, she's a white Native American indigenous born and raised in Australia somehow. Hispanic, speaks no Spanish, and again, born and raised in Australia.
And is a rapist.
And is a fucking rapist.
Spousal rapist at that. Because that was their marriage partner that they did that to.
Yeah.
See, don't ever let me find out that you did some, like, grimy-ass sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape shit. Every time you are brought up, I will mention it.
I
every
forgot that
fucking
shit,
time.
Man. Elizabeth something.
It was Elizabeth Costello, and then it was Elizabeth something, and I don't even know what the fuck it is now.
Yeah, like Elizabeth Binary. I think they...
That's an old one, too. Yeah. But yeah, don't ever let me find out you did some shit, because anytime your name is mentioned, that's the first thing I'm saying. I just had to do that on fucking Twitter with Howard. He was going at some guy, and I was like, you know Howard's a rapist. Don't bother.
Wait, how do you even know? You follow Howard, don't you?
No, I don't follow Howard. I follow the person that Howard was trying to beef with. Because he was like, you're a simp. And, like, because Howard's now... Okay, so Howard was first, like, with the MRAs, and then he tried to get with our group, and then he went, like, kind of back to MRAs, and now he's, like, on this, like, pseudo-Hotep shit, and he's calling other dudes simps because they don't approve of interracial dating.
See, man, yeah. Like, being naturally masculine, that performed masculine shit, like... You make my natural masculinity toxic when I see you, because I want to smack the shit out of you. For your, just because I know it's performed and I know it's fake and you're not going to do shit. Like, you're fucking whack, Howard. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Like, that's what I like about my biological mother allowing my masculinity to be natural. Like, she let me fucking have my, how many times am I going to tell this story over and over again? She let me have my fucking Catwoman t-shirt. When I played video games, I always picked the woman characters. Mm-hmm. I thought they were cooler. You know, I thought Madonna was, like, really cool. I thought Janet Jackson was really cool. You know, like, I always just liked feminine shit. And my mother let me like that shit and let the masculinity and femininity meld and become a natural person. So when I see these performance masculinity niggas, I'm like, get the fuck... I can smell the fake on you. I know you're faking it. Mm-hmm. I see your strut. It's not real.
Right.
He's all right, but he's not real. It's good to quote old Jay-Z.
Old.
Yeah, very old, right? Like, that one, that was, like, from, he is all right, but I think that was 2000. That's 17 motherfucking years.
But yeah, so somebody was, yeah, so Howard was trying to beef with them, and I was like, oh, hey, by the way, that's Howard, he's a rapist. By the way, here's this podcast he goes on, this guy's a rapist, too. like, if I know that about you, anytime you're... I don't care what the context is, I don't care what the situation is, the first words out of my mouth, or the first words I type will be, by the way, this person is a rapist.
Bye, Zive.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. Really, we're actually going to record and upload the motherfuck damn video to WineCellarMedia.com because Facebook Live can go fuck itself by giving us that fucking Nintendo Game Boy 1991 video quality bullshenanigans. Yes, bull Schneidersburg. What?
Schneidersburg.
Yeah, Schneidersburg.
Oh my god.
That's right. That gummit.
You know, sometimes I'd be, like, listening to the openers, and, like, we have such a fucking long trigger warning, and then I'm like, no, but actually, we're probably gonna talk about all those things.
Yeah. Because all those things are black.
Yes.
They're negger things.
I mean, slightly melanated.
Uh-uh.
Ooh, which there's a developing story that we have to follow about Hotepery gone wrong.
What?
I guess there's, like, some Hotep guy who's, got a bunch of women together to be sistar wives, and they all went to, like, Costa Rica or some shit to start, like, a commune, and they're American citizens, and their passports have expired, and now they all got arrested because they refused to do the paperwork because, you know, we're sovereign citizens of the land, and we don't have to follow rules. So now they're all arrested, and I think they're getting deported back to America, and I shouldn't be as amused as I am, but I am.
You were born here because you got no sovereignty. Stop making me use words like sovereignty. I like keeping my shit simple, fuckface.
So yeah, I need to follow that one.
Ah, man. Alright, so dat-gummed, what's that feller there? They call him, Colin Kaepernick.
Something like that.
He's got some sort of Negro name. And, well, he was sitting down.
Yes.
And then some veteran came up and he was like, why don't you take a knee, boy? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I is gonna do that. Because I've always disagreed with the knee. Just, fuck the symbolism. The shit, like, nigga, that's the thing. Like, if you're doing it for black people, nigga, excuse my stereotype, but it's geographical. Pour out a 40-ounce right there. Fill up a 40-ounce bottle, fill it with apple juice so you're not violating anything. Mm-hmm. And pour out a 40. Like, don't do that white people shit. That's white people imperialism war shit, that getting on a knee shit for a brother that fell. Who's a brother? These military niggas go over there and fucking rape little brown women. You said you knew motherfuckers that bragged about going over there and, like, giving them shit like a dollar or a pair of old shoes or some shit.
Yeah, they would brag about, like, haggling down the prices. Like, and mind you, they're already getting, like, their military pay and the fucking hazard pay and the combat pay. So, like, they're making enough to pay
the requested
price of services, and they would, like, make it a big thing to be like, who could negotiate the lowest possible fees, because it was fun. Like, that was part of the game.
Yeah, so fuck the troops. The troops are rapists. If you're a troop that's not a rapist, do you wear a different uniform so that I know you're not one? Same thing as with the cops. What uniform does the troop that's not the rapist wear?
If you're repping the set, you get the grief the set gets. I assume the same thing about you that I do to everybody else in your fucking gang.
Yep. So fuck all the troops. You're all rapists.
You remember that, like, horrible, horrible story we covered when the fucking UN sent troops to Africa on a peacekeeping mission and they were just raping all them girls?
I may have titled that episode "The Worst Story We Ever Covered."
Like, because that was really fucking... And it, because it wasn't even just, like, U.S. troops, because it was a UN-led coalition. It was troops from, like, fucking, like, England and France and Germany and America and shit and Canada, and they were, like, all together because it was a UN mission, and they were just, like, gang-raping the fuck out of this, like, town in Africa. And, yeah, like, it was... There was bestiality involved. It was really bad.
White people being white. Just being normal. Doing what they always do. What they've always done and what they'll never stop doing until you kill most of them. You can keep a few, like, the ones that are, like, liberal, lefty, you know, progressive. Let them live, but they have to get sent back to Europe and disarmed. And I get to set the Mona Lisa on fire in front of them. And yes, the Sistine Chapel.
If they're actually leftist, though, are they really going to care about the Mona Lisa?
And I get to fucking...
You cannot burn down the Sistine Chapel until I take pictures. I think it's pretty. I want pictures.
Take your fucking whack-ass pictures.
Thank you.
You know what? We get to take your Sistine Chapel.
What the fuck are we going to do with the Sistine Chapel?
Have sex parties in it. Consensual sex parties.
Yeah.
Folks, you know, folks get tested, come in. Everybody's like, okay, we're all comfortable with this. Alright? Alright, so fucking, you got the gravy? Good? You got...
the gravy. Right? Everybody?
Yes. We're gonna have sex parties. I mean, isn't that... It looks like that's what it's for.
It does not.
What does it look like to you?
It looks like a church.
What are the pictures of?
People from the Bible?
What are they dressed in?
Togas, mostly.
Oh, so they have on the towels they take off before a porno shoot. Where they're just like, is it action yet? I need a fluffer. Is that... Alright.
Alright, fine. We're gonna have sex parties in the Sistine Chapel. Fine.
Alright, it'll be good old stuff. But I'm Demi, so I'm just going to be working the bar. I don't want to touch any of you motherfuckers. All right, Colin Kaepernick.
To take a knee during the national anthem last year, former...
Uh-oh, ma'am. Quarterback. You've got to bring up the screen on the screen.
The screen on the screen.
You see, it's already there.
Yes.
Maybe. Now hit that yeah, that diagonified arrow.
Okay.
Yep. Remember, man, like, we do on-the-job training until you know the job. We don't just give you 3 weeks and then say, all right, sink or swim. A Phoenix leader get plenty of time to learn how to do this shiz.
First player to take a knee during the national anthem last year, former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick, currently not on a team. He opted out of his contract last year. He thought someone would sign him, but here we are in the middle of October, and he still does not have a team. So now Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL claiming collusion, that two or more teams and the league have colluded in not signing him to a contract. So how does all this work? Let me break it down for you. First, the burden of proof is on Kaepernick to prove the collusion by a clear preponderance of the evidence. The NFL doesn't have to show why he wasn't signed. It's up to Kaepernick to show that two or more teams agreed not to sign him. So what kind of evidence does he need? Well, obviously, the best evidence would be some sort of a writing or electronic communication or a witness coming forward saying they heard people talking about agreeing not to sign Kaepernick. So what isn't evidence here? The number of touchdowns he's thrown, the number of games he's won, or how good he is on the field. Without any sort of evidence of an agreement, either expressed or implied, Kaepernick cannot win the case. First player to take a knee during the national anthem last year, former...
Which, you know what? I get that. Yeah, like, you gotta prove it.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that, but I don't know how he'll ever be able to prove it.
Yeah, he can't, man.
Like...
It's not gonna happen, yo. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, rock out Kaepernick, bang that afro. I heard he been hitting the weights, came back extra swole.
Yeah, he's looking swole.
Big old swole-ass light-skinned niggas running around. Shit's getting dangerous out there. Light-skinned niggas with afros.
That
scary.
Be a group.
Light-skinned niggas with afros. I will write all your rhymes for every member of the group if you make that shit happen. And I write nice rhymes. All right, Well, mentioning our trigger warning. Well, see, and we don't remember what point in it, right? We were listening to single simulcast. I like listening to single simulcast. Mm-hmm. I like Rashani's shit. And
Rashani's funny.
At the great time, right? On a Sunday doing chores, like single simulcast is great for that. So is Michael Wright and Kimberly Nicole with the Something in Common program.
Yes.
But fucking, we're listening to it and he has the guest on. And the guests just randomly, casually go into a story and say, oh, it's like the first time we had sex. Because I guess the guest is a couple that do their own program that they have like four seasons of.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you want me to just keep telling it? Yeah, fuck it. She said, yeah, we got super drunk. And I remember blacking out and waking up. Verbatim quote.
Wait,
what up?
Before that, it was we were super drunk and we tried to have sex and couldn't, and we both went and threw up in separate bathrooms.
Ah.
And then blacked out, and then
quote, verbatim quote. I don't like saying this out of my face. Verbatim quote. Then blacked out and woke up with a dick in my mouth. End quote. And then they keep talking to casually. And then the man who committed this rape, the co-host, guest, he's a rapist.
I don't disagree, but I'm not sure that she agrees with that framing and it was her experience. So I will grudgingly respect that.
Yeah, as a man looking at, I'm a cis man looking at another cis man, you a rapist, motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga. You a nasty-ass rapist, motherfucker. You need to be set on fire and thrown off a fucking bridge. Fuck you. And then he just casually... Remember, her words were she blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I remember that clearly.
It was a little awkward.
So, yeah. We have crossover. So, if you haven't heard the latest episode of Single Simulcast yet, that's us giving you a trigger warning for that.
Yes.
All right? Yeah, that... That nigga needs to be fucking killed. Fuck that guy. Should look up his name.
You are.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna look up his name now.
Okay.
I don't care. Fuck that guy. He's a fucking rapist. He's nasty.
Alright, well.
What? I'm well, fun. You're the wine fun. Cellar is hilarious. It's, this is a comedy show.
It's a fun place. We're
very amusing. Right, oh, you want to cover this?
Oh, yeah.
It
man.
Doesn't get. It get. Well, it gets better later, but not now.
Not now. Alright, so this is about Celeste Guap. If you're not familiar, that's a story we've covered before. It kind of blew up a little bit in the media. She was an underage teen who was basically trafficked by the Oakland Police Department.
Just back to the single simulcast. The guests' name were Joss and Liesel. I have no idea which one is femme and which one is masculine.
Liesel is stereotypically a girl's name.
So Joss. Or a
feminine name.
Yeah, so Joss needs to be set on fucking fire and thrown off a cliff. Fuck Joss. Shoot him in the face. He's a rapist.
Yeah, Liesel is a German name. All right, so Celeste Guap was essentially trafficked by the Oakland Police Department. She was arrested, and they threatened to charge her with prostitution because she was underage and working, and then we're kind of like, if you start giving us services on a regular basis, maybe we won't have to charge you.
They used the word services.
I'm sure they did. So this is an update about that. Okay. So, charges that Oakland police officer Giovanni Loverde, that's a fucking Italian-ass name, sexually assaulted an underage girl were dismissed this morning after Alameda County prosecutors dropped the case. Fan-fucking-tastic. Loverde was one of several Oakland cops who allegedly sexually assaulted and trafficked the teenager who went by the name Celeste Guap. Several other Oakland officers were not criminally charged in the case, but 12 were disciplined by the department and 4 were fired. Some of the officers still work at the Oakland Police Department, despite social media evidence they sexually exploited the girl or ignored signs of wrongdoing by fellow officers. Which is when we say, like, all cops are bastards. Like, oh, there's some good ones. Not all of them commit crimes. No, but the rest of them stand by and do nothing while their, quote, brothers in blue are sexually trafficking and raping a minor. Because that is rape, because she is a minor and she cannot legally consent.
Isn't that called accomplice? That's accomplice,
it's
right?
It's an accomplice if you're not a cop.
Well, what are they when they're off the
because
clock?
Cops.
No, oh, they're just always...
They always have a badge, don't they?
So we should take it away.
Yes.
Shoot him in the face, take it away.
Yes. And I would just like to point out that under California law, these guys who sat around and did nothing and ignored the signs, if they were civilians, they would have been charged with pimping, trafficking, and pandering. Because that's the way the laws are set up in California. Like, if your friend was going to a sex work job and you let them use your car to get there or drove them there, you can catch a trafficking charge and a pimping charge and a pandering charge for that. So if they were civilians, they would have been facing human trafficking felonies. Just saying.
Oof.
Yeah. Like, they intentionally wrote the law that way to discourage people from having contact with sex workers, to intentionally destroy, like, what do you call it? Like, social support systems and networks.
Fucking alliances,
like,
and shit.
Yeah, like, that was intentionally done to keep sex workers isolated from the general population.
Shit, family, fuck.
That too. Alright, so despite the fact they ignored signs of wrongdoing, many Northern California police officers were implicated in the sprawling crime scandal, but few have faced criminal prosecution. The dismissal of the case against Loverde ends for now. The Alameda County District Attorney, Nancy O'Malley, Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley, I believe a district attorney is an electable position. Nancy O'Malley should not be reelected. Nancy O'Malley's effort to prosecute 5 Oakland cops, 3 former and 2 current, as well as former Contra Costa County Sheriff's Deputy and a former Livermore police officer who all exploited the girl. Okay, so hold on. 5 cops from Oakland, 1 from Contra Costa County Sheriff, and 1 from Livermore Police. That is 3 different departments that all participated in trafficking a minor. And nobody has been convicted of anything. Blue Lives Matter.
Identity politics. Nancy O'Malley is a woman and Irish. Therefore, she comes from slaves.
Uh-huh.
Just like African slaves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were all Irish plantations. They only gave them white watermelons.
White watermelons.
Yeah, the seeds look like freckles. They were Irish.
Laverde allegedly had the girl perform oral sex on him in his apartment, in an apartment building entranceway, when she was 17.
That's called, see?
That's rape.
Oral rape. Had her perform oral sex. No, he committed oral rape.
Like, do you peep, like, the, how low-key they are about that? Because typically they'll say, like, allegedly engaged in oral sex or something like that. This literally says, had her do it. Had her do it. Used his badge and position of authority to coerce her into tolerating this.
No, he says it like it's an like she's an employee that fucking had a, you know, had to file the papers. No, rape. He's a rapist. He has a gun that he can shoot her with. He has handcuffs he can put her in, paperwork he can do and put her in a jail cell.
Okay.
It's fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's very Jeffersonian.
Mm. She was his mistress, and they loved each other very much.
Mistress and wife. Awesome. Get you one that can do both, huh? Mm. Rape one that can do both. Get basically the fuck out of here.
District Attorney spokesperson Teresa Drenick told the East Bay Times today, "We are always mindful of how difficult it has been for the victim in these matters to testify in open court about her exploitation, and we made today's decision in close consultation with her." I would like Celeste to come forward and say that. Like, I would like to hear from her that she opted not to go through with this, because I very much doubt that's the case. It was because you didn't think you could fucking win and keep your winning record and convict rapist cops of raping a prostitute.
That's like when you hear the fucking one about the Duke lacrosse team that raped that black woman.
Yeah.
And I still say they did, because they're fucking rich white boys from rich families. I guarantee you they cut her a check and coerced the fuck out of her and made some serious fucking threats behind the scenes. I'm sure. Got her to drop the charges.
I'm sure.
That's a group of fucking lacrosse rapists. Duke lacrosse rapists.
And also, wait, this story is from today?
It's pretty damn recent.
Thursday.
October 5th. Wait, October 5th. That's, oh man, I'm late.
You know what, though? That's actually really interesting, because you know what these last two weekends were?
What?
Operation Cross Country, where they did stings across sex workers across the entire country. So it's very fascinating to me, the timing of this, because I wonder how many of her friends were up to be perhaps arrested during some of these operations. Perhaps former co-workers and colleagues.
Yeah, like, I swear to fuck, man, like, if we had more people, you know what, you have followers on Twitter.
Yes.
Like a motherfucker. Yo, start making these people make multiple people take this story, not retweet it, but post it individually, like these links like this,
mm-hmm.
and at all of them to Kamala Harris.
Yeah, actually. Okay, so the Loverde's charges got thrown out. They worked in close consultation with Celeste. And on Wednesday, Judge John Rolfson threw out charges against Ricardo Perez, a former Contra County Sheriff's deputy who was charged with oral copulation with a minor. So, rape? You can't just
soft
say rape.
Soft language.
Oral copulation with a minor. All right. And lewd acts in a public place. I didn't know rape was merely considered a lewd act these days. The judge says there was insufficient evidence against Perez. Sweet baby Jesus. Okay. Last month, the same judge, Judge John Rolfson, dismissed charges against Brian Button, the former Oakland officer who was accused of engaging in acts of prostitution by meeting with guap and paying for sex, and a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Bunton later sent text messages to Guap about a supposed police vice operations along 14th Street. In like other cases, the judge says there wasn't enough evidence. He's okay.
Right, these stories piss me off so much. Like, and I've never been raped. Like, sexually harassed, right? Inappropriately touched. But like, fucking, I don't, like, these shits piss me off so bad. Like, I can't even fucking think of commentary. Like, I can't, I got fucking nothing.
Oh, I mean, it's, so aside from the trafficking and the rape, this guy, one of his charges was what? Conspiracy to obstruct justice. If you have the actual fucking text messages of him telling people a raid is coming, that is technically, I mean, I'm kind of in favor of police telling us when raids are coming, but that is technically obstructing justice. What the fuck do you mean you don't have evidence? Like, you literally have the text messages of him obstructing justice.
Yeah, that's obstructing justice in the context of injustice. It was actually justice.
Right. So the judge ruled again there wasn't enough evidence. District Attorney O'Malley also intended to bring charges against Oakland police officer Warit Utapa for illegally conducting a search of a criminal justice database when he ran information about Guap, but charges were never filed. Because of course they weren't. And like Lo Verde, Utapa currently works as an Oakland cop. So, just so you know, citizens of Oakland, and perhaps surrounding areas, there's a cop who works in your city who uses the criminal justice database system to illegally search people's information. And he has a job and a gun and a badge, and you don't. Citizens of Oakland, there is another cop who rapes children and is still on the job.
While Oakland's being gentrified, and we're like, this is nice, we like it here.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Please remove the black people from that dangerous place.
Seriously. The only Oakland police officer to be charged and convicted of a crime in the entire sex exploitation scandal, it was a rape and human... Oh, motherfucker.
What up?
I was talking, but I kept reading and then saw his name.
What up?
The only cop who was convicted was named Leroy Johnson.
Really? That's a little on the nose. So, basically, they only convicted the black one.
Oh, my God.
Which, if you're black and you rape, you're a rapist and fuck you, too. But can we get all the rapists?
I mean, can we get all the rapists? But also, if you're black and you're a cop, could you please take note that they're not actually on your side? And also, you're not all Team Blue?
And also, don't be a rapist. You know what? Don't be a rapist. If you're black and you want to be a cop, you want to be a rapist, fuck you, too. Fuck everything. That's why, yo, I swear, bring on that climate change. I'm glad there's an active beehive on October 16th, 2017. Bring on that climate change. Take out this species because white people are a virus that infected it and ruined it. All right, human beings are down the drain because of Europeans. We've been urinized. Urinated on, really. We've been uronated on, and we're all soaking in white people piss, and we gotta be taken out by climate change and bring on the next apex predator. Maybe chimpanzees. They know how to make tools.
And they're starting to walk on two legs.
Woo, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alright, so Leroy Johnson apparently is the only one who's been convicted of this sex exploitation scandal, which is really a human trafficking ring. That's what the fuck it is. He was a former sergeant and friends with Guap's mother. Okay. He worked, her mother is a dispatcher for the department. Y'all raped your co-worker's daughter. Y'all raped your co-worker's daughter.
Remember, rape is only someone you don't know jumping out the bushes at
right,
you.
Right. It's not people you know and that you're supposed to be safe around.
Okay. Not just supposed to be safe around the cops. The fucking cops.
Oh, shit. All right. So, he was friends with her mother, who works for the department as a dispatcher. Leroy Johnson learned Guap was being sexually exploited by at least one cop, but failed to report the crime.
Failed to see that's that inaccurate language. Failed to, so he tried.
He didn't try.
So refused.
Which is also how the fuck do you go into work being like, I know that my coworkers are raping my other coworker's daughter, and I'ma still go every morning and be like, hey, good morning. It doesn't say her name, but like, hey, good morning, Janet, how you doing? How was your weekend? How's your daughter? When you know she literally got gang raped by cops the night before.
Again, failed to what he walked in, tried to say it, and the words came out in Mandarin. He was like, I didn't even know I knew this language. Then he came in the next day, tried to say it, fucking words came out in Samoan, didn't even know I knew that language. Damn, I'm failing at this. Came in next time, fuck, start speaking in tongues. Didn't even know I caught the Holy Ghost. I'm not even a Christian. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Failed to. Refused to. Because he's a rapist that rapes.
He pled guilty to a misdemeanor and was sentenced to 3 years of court probation. So you let a child get raped and trafficked by multiple men and all you got was probation. That's awesome. That's
so if you're black, you don't get white privilege, but you can get blue privilege, can't you?
You can get blue privilege.
Motherfucker.
Oh my God. All right. And then, now see, going back, early in the story, the judge said there wasn't sufficient evidence that they had exploited her, but somebody got convicted for not reporting she was exploited. How can one person of your gang be convicted for failing to report exploitation or refusal to report exploitation, but the rest of the gang can't be charged and convicted of actual exploitation? How does this make sense in any capacity?
Right, it makes me think about fucking what my coworkers said, because my coworkers are so fucking patriarchal. I told you about this, but the people that tune into the program have not heard this, right? My coworkers are patriarchal, conservative as fuck, right? Like, when I got my promotion and started getting overtime, they were like, now you can get a girlfriend. I was like, you know, I have my wife. He's like, yeah, you can get a girlfriend now too, because you make more money. I was like, woo, woo. And then, like, recently, like, I think I did say this on the program, like, some women were trying to humiliate another woman, so I was nice to her because I don't like seeing that happen. Like, I opened up my toolbox to her, let her use my tools, and we worked together. Like, I worked close with her that whole day. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you, so now we see each other, we're like, hey, how you doing? You know, like, we're, like, workplace friends now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I don't know what her intentions are. Like, I don't think about that shit. I'm trying to get this overtime, B. And she says hello one day, like, super enthusiastically, and one of the mechanics, one of the OGs in the factory, like, he pulls me over. He's like, she likes you, man. She likes you. She wanna go out with you. And I'm like, nah, my wife. And then, excuse my ableist language, I did say this. I said, you're crazy, man. You're loco. Because it's mostly Mexican there. And I'm like, you're loco, man. You know? And he was like, you don't know these Spanish girls. She's gonna get you. And it's like, so that's like saying I don't have any control over my penis. Which, that's some rape culture shit. Like, my penis did it. I had nothing to do. My penis did it. Somehow my penis took control of my legs and walked over there, took control of my hips and thrusted, and I had nothing to do with nothing. Right? I said all that to lean into that, because that's what that shit sounded like to me. When he said, she's gonna get you. How? I can say no. I can walk away. And really, I'm just guessing here. We've never arm wrestled or anything. I'm betting that I'm stronger than her. So if she were to try to overpower me, I think I'd escape the attack quite easily. So yeah, that's that rape culture shit. Like a motherfucker, where you're just like, hey man, your penis is just gonna do penis-y things. Fuck out of here.
My God. Your penis is gonna do penis-y things. Alright. Ex-Livermore cop Daniel Black pled no contest to a misdemeanor charge of engaging in a lewd act. So rape, again, rape. The deal allows him to walk away with a clean record if he isn't arrested again in 15 months. So as long as he doesn't get caught raping another child in 15 months, he's good to go. Three other misdemeanor charges, including engaging in prostitution, were dropped. I just want to know, like, what the record is. How many cops get prostitution charges dropped and how many sex workers have felony convictions because of that shit? In Contra Costa County, former Oakland police captain Al Paradin pleaded guilty after being charged with engaging in prostitution following a meeting between him and Guap in a hotel room when she was 18. Mind you, this is a timeline. This has now been going on. She's been trafficked for 2 years at this point. He admitted to paying for sex and was sentenced to 5 days of supervision instead of jail time.
Supervision by who? Because who's going to supervise? Someone with law enforcement, right?
Yeah.
So somebody
else
who's...
One of his fellow rapist colleagues.
Yep. So if he's out raping, they're probably raping with him.
Probably. But again... Like we said earlier in the story, the judge said there wasn't sufficient evidence, and yet someone pled guilty to doing it. How do you have some people in your gang go down, but not your whole gang? Like, this is... You know what? All right, so he admitted to paying for sex and was sentenced to 5 days of supervision instead of jail time and got 2 years probation. Only one case remains pending for former Oakland cop Terrell Smith. Or is that Terrell? Terrell?
I think Terrell. That's Terrell. Terrell? Because I think Terrell would be one R, a E instead of a Y, and two L's.
All right, so Terrell Smith was charged with 5 counts of illegal using a law enforcement computer system after he allegedly ran GWAP's information several times.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, he's definitely black.
Yeah.
So, two black people.
Yeah. So, two black people, the two white people who got convicted didn't get any prison time. And the rest of the white people just didn't even have to go to trial.
Everybody's just raping it up. And we were just, because we don't pretend to boycott shit. We were just watching the NFL, rooting against Roethlisberger.
Rapelessberger.
Wait. Now, you
rapist,
can't...
Rapist.
Yeah, I thought rapist you said rapeless. Burger. I was like, nah, he's not rapeless.
No. He's the rapist burger.
Okay, rapist burger.
Yeah.
Oof. Nah, we can't say... Because if we make that a thing... Some hipster that owns a restaurant is gonna want to be ironic, and they're gonna fuck and you know they're gonna price it some way to where it matches his jersey.
Yeah, and somewhat I don't know, fucking gold leaf grass fed beef rape burger.
Oh my fucking kosher rape! All right, fuck everything.
Basically, yeah, I'm just checking out the comments.
Sure, folks like this podcast.
Woo!
The Wine Cellar. We have a good time. You come on down here. You have to actually say something.
I thought you were just gonna ad lib it. No,
I can't see it.
Oh, yeah. So this is a comment from Bella Robinson, who's actually a sex worker activist. Racist as fuck, but a sex worker activist nonetheless.
Yeah, I get some. I actually got this news from her.
Yeah. Said there was plenty of evidence. Let's reflect on. Once the cat was out of the bag, Richmond PD assessed victims' compensation and had sent to Florida. Right, so that was one of, like, kind of a conspiracy theory, is that when shit started popping off in Oakland, they sent her to a sex worker rehab program in Florida to get her out of the way. And they wouldn't let her out until she could post bail, and sex workers crowdfunded her bail to get her back to Oakland so she could get a lawyer and pursue this. And still nothing. So, all right, that's what happened. And then some angry man named Daffy Duck says, judges are just doing their jobs and seeing past the media hype. The media hype, because this was such a popular story.
And the media hype, because you know how we had to fucking fix all their soft language and shit?
Yeah.
Because the media was so leftist.
And also, this is on East Bay Express. This isn't fucking MSNBC. This isn't Fox News. This isn't, you know, CNN.
This is local.
Like, yeah, this is local shit, because people don't actually, there wasn't fucking media hype, because it was a sex work story. The only exploitation in this case was done by the East Bay Express. shame on you for false reporting and overhyping the case. Several good officers had their careers ruined based on one-sided statements by the alleged victim. Nancy O'Malley should be ashamed of herself. No evidence to charge these officers. Vote Nancy O'Malley out.
Now, this is a faceless profile.
Yes.
How much you want to bet this is a wife of one of the rapist cops?
Probably.
Motherfuckers, man. You are the PB to my J. I just say that because there's a couple of white woman ladies that support the program and interact with us, and we follow each other on the Facebooks. And I just saw him say that, and I was like, that is white, and I can tolerate it. I can handle that. You're the PB to my J. Like, that is white. White people who say shit like that are not dangerous.
You know, and, like, the funny thing about, well, not funny, but the interesting thing, I clicked on this person's profile to see all the comments they left on this website. Every single comment is about a Celeste Guap story. This is very clearly someone who is related to one of the cops who got fucked up because of this case. So whoever the fuck you're protecting is a rapist, and they're disgusting, and they're not a good cop, and you're a piece of shit for defending them.
Yeah, and you're fucking weak, yo, from behind the face. Nigga, who are you, nigga? Put yourself out, Buster.
Mm-hmm. This was run by the Three Stooges. This case has been mishandled from the beginning. There's a conflict of interest with Burris representing Guap. That's not fair.
Run by the... how old are you? Run by the Three Stooges?
I don't...
The fuck? You are required to have a catheter before you can even think that thought.
Oh, man.
More news, more comment. WineCellarMedia.
.com. That shit made me fucking tired, yo.
Yeah, that was like, a lot of show. I mean, fucking, let's check the time, nigga. 44 The show's almost over. We just fucked up the episode. No. Holy shit, now I gotta pick a good one.
Yeah, well, we could do one or two more. We'll be all right.
Jesus Christ. And I like these stories, so I'm not gonna just reveal shit. Remember, Fallon Matthew is a creator and a critic. Fallon, that's your tag, nigga. Yes. Remember, I'm darker than you, I know. The melanin knows.
Dark-skinned niggas always be thinking they know shit.
And we be beefing with niggas that's darker than us. Them two niggas that work at Walmart? Ooh. Yo, fuck them niggas. Yo, this
I don't know if they're related. They look nothing alike, but I'm like, how the fuck? I'm serious. They look nothing alike, but out here... You two, where the fuck did you two dark ass niggas come from?
Yeah, cause and I don't know, man. I keep forgetting too, cause it's not like something I'm like, do I want to do this or not? I want to do it, but I keep forgetting. I want to make a Facebook post to ask other dark skinned people, like when you see someone darker than you, do you be kind of hating? like, oh man, fuck you, nigga. Like, yeah, man, when I see niggas darker than me, I feel like they're rubbing it in my face. Like, remember. He wasn't even, like, working our area. Like, he came over just to give extra help, just to come over, because he saw me. And he was like, oh, you, what's happening? I'm darker than you, and what you gonna do? Oh, yeah. Like, he was just... And then the one that worked at the Subway, just standing there, being darker than me, like a punk motherfucker. I'm gonna go back and battle rap all them niggas.
You do that. Man, I had to fucking ban someone else. Apparently, Reading in the Shade is being infiltrated by trolls, and these fuckers are pissing me off.
Fuck.
Because, Me Too, like the hashtag Me Too, talking about sexual assault. So, I shared a post from a guy who's like, you know, fellow men, cis men, please stop addressing this and talking about it using the hashtag. You know, the only time y'all really want to talk about rape is when it's to dismiss women's stories or to, you know, take the spotlight away from women who have been victims of assault. Like, if y'all really want to be serious about it, start your own hashtag, start your own movement, do your own shit. Don't just, like, take the spotlight from women. And some dude came in fucking talking about circumcision is just like rape. Yeah, like, circumcision is just like rape. And now, like, his friends are in there, and they keep posting circumcision memes. And I'm like, what? It's not about you right now. Like, if you want, you can literally start a group, you can start a page, you can start a movement, you can start a hashtag. You don't need to take a hashtag for women who have survived sexual assault or sexual abuse to talk about male circumcision. Like, it's not about you right now. Like, make your own fucking hashtag, nigga.
Interacting with those people is like interacting with drunk people, yo. Like, it's fucking hopeless.
So they're probably fucking MRAs, too.
Denise Young Smith is a Negro woman. Black. Colored. Africanized.
Wait.
Like the killer bees. Yeah,
is she like dark skin or is she just black?
I don't actually know.
Oh, okay.
But you are black, so... You can be pretty yellowfied and still be black. And if any niggas try to say you ain't black, well, battle me.
Fucking battle me if you don't like it. Come at me, nigga. What?
And don't make me get at you, because I'm perfectly fine with a one-sided fight, lyrically. All right, I'm not going to hit you. I don't like hitting people. Hurts my hand.
Oh, she's pretty black.
Oh, she's hanging in there, see? And I'm cool with it because I'm darker than her. Like, I got no beef with that. See? It's okay.
Seriously? Just don't that's why? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. That's why.
All right. So, Denise Young Smith, this here colored woman working down in Silicon Valley, she is considered by this particular publication to be the most powerful black woman in that valley. A quote from her is, "My name was not talked about prior to maybe 5 years ago." That's how she talks.
That's not how she talks.
But that quickly changed once Apple named her as their very first vice president of diversity and inclusion just a few months ago. Now, Denise Young Smith was talking on in a panel discussion on fighting racial injustice, which the Quartz the outlet, which where this article is on, QZ.com, the Quartz outlet moderated at the One Young World Summit in Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota.
That is a nickname it has. She was also keen to point out that while her job at Apple was new, quote, "I've been a black and a woman for a long time. I have been doing this work and I have been playing this role for a very long time." That is a very Donald Trump way of talking. Where is this going? Where is this? Is this going to be pretty neato?
Maybe.
As part of her new role, Denise Young Smith will have a direct line to Apple's CEO, Captain Tim Cook. Denise Young Smith, a 20-year veteran at Apple, will lead a team responsible for improving Apple's diversity figures and ensuring the company's hiring practices and retention is open and inclusive.
Okay.
All right. Now, Apple, like many other tech titans such as Google and Microsoft, is trying to take key steps in addressing the problem of having a lack of diversity, which has been highlighted by investors. But it does look like the company is making progress. Apple's latest statistics show that a majority of new hires in the U.S. are from ethnic minorities. Although white employees still account for 56% of the overall current workforce, which I'm sure they're physically busting their arses. When asked whether she would be focusing on any group of people, such as black woman ladies, in her efforts to create a more inclusive and diverse Apple, Denise Young Smith says, quote, "I focus on everyone. Diversity is a human experience. I get a little bit frustrated when diversity or the term diversity is tagged to the people of color or the women or the LGBT. End quote. Her answer was met with a round of applause at the session because she's a coon. Coon it up.
I focus on everyone. Diversity is the human experience. So
yeah, diversity is the human experience. Nigga, on Thursday, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna be Scottish, and I wake up and people treat me like, oh, I wear a kilt and whatnot, you know. And then like on Saturdays, sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna be Romanian because diversity is the human experience. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna be a red-haired Italian Brit. Diversity is the human experience.
Don't mock me.
Don't mock me. You sound like Mork and Mindy, nigga. Yo, nanu nanu ass motherfucker.
Why wouldn't diversity be tagged to women? Oh god, it gets worse.
Denise Young Smith continues to extract decibels from the lowest hole in her face. Quote, "There can be 12 white, blue-eyed, blonde men in a room, and they're going to be diverse too."
Fuck it. Damn, nigga.
Oh man. Alright, let's start that over. Alright, Denise Young Smith said more words for some reason. Quote, "There can be a 12 white, blue-eyed, blonde man in a room, and they're going to be diverse too, because they're going to bring different life experience and life perspective to the conversation. Is representation and mix?"
Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh, they were supposed to put quotes around the issue, and they didn't.
Oh.
The issue is representation and mix.
Okay, the issue is representation and mix tapes.
But how can the issue be representation if you can't focus on anybody? Who the fuck are you representing?
Dude, you don't understand. Like, one of those white men is from Beverly Hills. Another one is from Manhattan. One is from Baldwin Park, Florida. One is from Warrenville, Illinois. These white dudes had way different experiences.
We have the most diverse team of white people ever. We represent Princeton, Harvard, and Stanford.
Yeah, you got Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, yeah. Donald Trump, yeah. Steve Bannon. These are different white guys.
They are totally different. They have completely different life experiences.
That's right. Steve Bannon is apparently very afraid of reefer.
He is very afraid. Well, hold on, let's wait. 12. She said 12, right? So if we take Pence, Bannon, Sessions, Trump.
Yeah.
And then throw in let's see, who else has been working with Trump lately?
But they're different. Donald Trump went to a gay wedding, and Mike Pence thinks they need conversion therapy.
Actually, Trump made a joke about how Pence thinks gay people should be executed today.
Why? Someone hacked his phone.
No, he said that they were out somewhere, and he says something like, aha, don't listen to Mike. Mike thinks gay people should be hung. That's funny, am I right?
And you know the cold shit is? He doesn't even fucking know Mike Pence.
No.
Who's that motherfucker? Reince Priebus made him pick Mike Pence as his fucking VP.
And then Reince got fired anyway, so
yeah. Reince Priebus.
But yeah, the point is Chris Christie, Donald Trump, and Pence are very, very different humans. They don't have the same ideas. They don't have similar backgrounds of coming from money and privilege and being an asshole to everyone else on the planet. No.
Denise Young Smith said more words. She said she wants to focus on, quote, allies and alliances. Those who have platforms or those who have the benefit of greater representation to tell the stories of those who do not.
That's not how it works.
It's a win for everyone.
You don't get the people who already have the platform and tell them to tell the story of the people who don't have the platform. That's playing fucking telephone, and that's how shit goes wrong.
No.
Yes.
When has a white man ever lied about anyone that's not a white man?
They don't even like each other. Shut up.
What are you shitting me? They're all having a good time. Look at how the white Democrats treat Bernie Sanders. They all like each other. They're all friends.
They're friends.
They're friendly friends.
They're friendly friends.
All right. Skip it, flip it. In response to Denise Young Smith's comments, another panelist, prominent Black Lives Matter activist D. Ray McKesson, stressed the importance of acknowledging, quote, white privilege when discussing diversity and representation. Quote, white people say to me all the time, D. Ray, I worked really hard for this. I worked hard. You didn't work hard for every Band-Aid to look like you, for every baby doll to look like you, for the world to treat you as human, and everything else as other. That is not the result of your personal hard work. That's what white privilege is. End quote from D. Ray McKesson, which that was basic.
I mean, that was basic, but also Band-Aids, really? That's the fucking struggle? Fucking Band-Aid colors?
And which, how many white people are the exact hue of the typical Band-Aid?
Well, who fucking cares? It's a Band-Aid. Can we talk about police brutality? Can we talk about school-to-prison pipeline? Can we talk about environmental terrorism, with lead in the water? Can we talk about that shit, maybe? Shit that's actually gonna kill us? Shit that we can't fix with the Band-Aid, no matter what fucking color the Band-Aid is?
It's about Band-Aids, B. It's about them Band-Aids, your word life.
Yeah, it sucks that this cop shot you, but check it out, Negro. We have a Band-Aid in your skin tone.
We have brown gauze. Ugh. We no longer cover you in white sheets. We have melanin sheets.
Fantastic.
That's right. 30,000 threads.
Coonery and buffoonery.
Yep. I know there's some white people that are like, what do you mean, coon? Isn't that like saying nigger? Vernacular moves. Vernacular shifts. Coons are the black people that make it hard for other black people. Black. Yeah, they fuck it all up for all of us. And they fucking, and they love white people, and they love a white pat on the head. They fucking dig it. They're fucking coons, and we don't like them. Don Lemon, right? Ben Carson. Raven Simone. Yeah, Ben Carson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking coons, man.
What was her face from Fox News?
Yeah, Stacey Dash. Fucking coons, and we don't get down with them.
No. Y'all can have them.
Some coons amuse me. Herman Cain. He's a funny coon.
I mean.
Yeah. He has a 999.
Like, I think our favorite coons of the moment are that. What the fuck is it? Silk and Diamond?
Oh, yeah. Silk and Diamond. Donald Trump's two personal coons. Like, they should just roll with him all the time. Like, he should be seen with them more than Melania. All right. And then people are sharing the thing around right now. Like, apparently Melania Trump has on, like, a dress or shirt or blouse. I don't know how cis woman's clothes are categorized. But, like, I guess it's, like, see-through or some shit. And then it's, like, memed, like, but Michelle Obama had her shoulders out.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's just, like, that has fuck all to do with policy.
Well, it's not even that, though. It's because, like, you can say that, but nobody cares because everyone is so fucking partisan. Like, people will defend Michelle Obama no matter what she wears. Because if Michelle Obama wore that, they'd be like, well, she's an empowered woman. She can wear what she wants. And then still slut-shame Melania for it. The people on the other side will praise Melania because she's beautiful and graceful, and she brought grace back after having that Negro runaway gorilla in the White House for 8 years. Like, it doesn't matter because the partisan lines have been drawn, and it's not about the clothes or the women or the slut shaming. It's about they're on the other side of the aisle and therefore bad.
You're also like, know this, you fellow blue collar working person, you're not saving Michelle Obama's multimillionaire ass from anything. You're not protecting her from anything. You're not defending her from anything. She doesn't even know these memes exist. She's drinking a mimosa weighed with orange juice that was squeezed fresh while the orange was crying. Like, she actually found an anthropomorphic orange and got that squeezed into her mimosa. Yeah,
and paid by, someone to do it.
By Dwayne Johnson, shirtless. And Barack was cool with that.
We're going to talk about Dwayne Johnson, by the way.
What the fuck did he do?
Because he's, like, hinting towards running for president and getting involved in politics and all these people because they like his... research?
Schwarzenegger.
Research. Research. Please research things. All these people on the left are like, he's so cool and he's funny and he's, like, good looking and, like, he was wrestling and he's, like, in these movies and he's really awesome. He's a Republican and he's an asshole, politically speaking. This is not something we should be celebrating. Alex Jones is hyping him up right now. Like, if you had an idea of where you should stand on The Rock running for anything, Alex Jones is his hype man. That should tell you all you need to know.
And his father was a success. Again, like, when I think successful black man, that cis hetero black man that wanted to get married, wanted to have a kid, but not with a black woman, what kind of son is he going to raise?
Right.
And which is... Dwayne Johnson is the son of that black man.
As far as I know, Dwayne Johnson has actually spoken at, like, various, like, Republican events, like, conventions, like, low-key state conventions and shit. Like, he's a fucking Republican. So don't get swept in by the, but he was so cool in the movie when he did the thing. The movie where he was playing a cop because he has a deep abiding love for law enforcement. Okay, right. But yeah, so don't get swept, but he was so cool in the movie and he's, like, really funny and, you know, no, he's a Republican and his personality isn't going to feel good when his policy kills you. Which apparently people still don't understand, and that's why they're still with her. Ugh. I hate people.
Yep. It's okay to hate people. They brought it on themselves.
They did.
I am hate them blaming.
Hate them blaming.
Oh shit. Oh, I forgot that I posted the show notes because we're not doing a Facebook Live. So I was like, well, here's the show notes. Let's see. Some folks comment on the show. Those one person said, I live in Florida and had no idea he acquired a SOE for Spencer. What the fuck? Follow the wine cellar, NECA, NECA.
Yes, follow independent media, particularly us. We're on top of most news stories.
Marcy Loco said, Anheuser-Busch is looking for feedback about the Take a Knee protest. I called him today and provided my minority-centric opinion. I advise that we too believe in America and that the protest is not about the anthem. I suggested that they better use their marketing to support the disparate treatment of brown people in this country. Please call 1-800-342-5283 and press 1. Please share so our voice and perspective may be heard.
Yeah.
All right, Marcy Simone. Tell you what. I think she's like some sort of like light-skinned colored woman. Like, she's like you. So, it's like, yeah. Who knows what the hell is going on. But you look black to me.
Lots of rapist slave owner.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, you're a whole bunch of exploited black.
Oh, that's the two colors. It's not light skin and dark skin.
It's blaxploitation.
It's blaxploitation.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll be right. That's fresh. I think you're feeling that.
Do you want to just do headlines of the stuff we didn't get to or no?
Fuck no, man. Just do as actual stories the next day. Right? As actual stories the next day. Let these niggas know that we kneel down and just pray. But I don't fuck with Caper Nick in the knee. Hell nah, that shit ain't for me. I sit down on the anthem because I don't grant them any respect, not a damn one. Of them niggas in law enforcement can step up to me because I will force them to fall into a grave site, into a grave hole, nigga, cause they might pull a strap on me and straight bust the heat. That's aight, cause them niggas can't fuck with me because I might bust back if I had a strap, nigga. So how the hell you gonna tackle that? Maybe you can rush and blitz, but you can't fuck with this as if I'm celibate when I run with the clip. Niggas get ready to dip like double dipping in the pancakes in the syrup when I spit. You be double dipping your french fries when you have dinner with them guys, them homeboys back from the block northwest in the flesh. We attacking them cops from the tack and a mob. Four text to your chest, nigga. What's up, slob? Oh, I can't be saying slurs about niggas. Oh, okay. Man, that's me freestyling. Which, of course,
I'm wearing this hoodie too. Like, why you flamed up?
She got all that red.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be like Cardi and B in off-brand blood.
Oh shit, New York bloods are fake bloods. And it's extra fun because this is an Eminem beat. Ha ha ha. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund.